USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The coronavirus has infected more than 25 million people worldwide as the U.S. closes in on 6 million cases since the pandemic began. The U.S. reporting over 47,000 new cases yesterday and nearly 1,000 more fatalities. Health experts are warning Americans against gathering for Labor Day activities. They say people should realize that even get-togethers of relatives, friends, and coworkers can spread the virus. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows is laying out what could lead to a deal on a new pandemic relief bill.
Enhanced help for small businesses at levels she would agree with. Literally help for daycare and hospitals at levels she would agree with.
Meadows there on NBC's Meet the Press referring to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. John Howe, veterinarian and 2020-2021 AVMA immediate past president with the latest on COVID-19 and pets. There's been a very limited number of infections in companion animals, with most cases asymptomatic or with minor respiratory issues. Here are some key tips. If you're healthy, keep practicing good hygiene with your pet. Wash your hands before and after playtime and when handling food, waste, or supplies. It's best if you don't let your pets interact with people or pets outside your household, especially if you're in an area with community spread. Exercise is important for your pet, but try to steer clear of crowded dog parks. Mind the heat. Socially distance. Keep cats indoors whenever possible. If you're ill with COVID-19, try to have someone care for your pets. If you can't always wear a mask, don't share food, kiss, or hug your pets, and wash your hands before and after any contact. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org.
President Trump will be heading back to North Carolina. He's scheduled to help celebrate the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II in Wilmington on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is asking the president not to visit Kenosha as he plans to do tomorrow after unrest over the police shooting in that city of Jacob Blake just over a week ago. In a letter to President Trump, the Democratic governor says he's concerned that Trump's presence will hinder the healing that needs to happen in that community to overcome division. And Evers adds he believes Trump's visit would also divert critical resources. Kenosha has seen nights and nights of unrest after Blake's shooting. Police in a suburb of Cleveland investigating what they believe to be a murder-suicide after four members of the same family, two children and two adults, were found in a home yesterday in Shaker Heights. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
With an update on the hundreds of fires burning in California, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Two of the sprawling complex fires burning in Northern California are about 50% contained, according to fire officials. Firefighters have made progress containing more than 840 wildfires that have burned 1.42 million acres since a lightning siege of more than 14,000 lightning strikes struck the state beginning on August 15th. A total of 7 deaths, including a helicopter pilot battling the Hills Fire, have been reported. 2,500 buildings have been destroyed, and more than 60,000 people have been evacuated. The LNU Lightning Complex, the most destructive of the fires, was about 50% contained and has burned 375,000 acres in Napa, Sonoma, Lake, Yolo, and Solano counties. The largest of the wildfires, the SCU Lightning Complex, reached 50% containment on Sunday morning as it burned 377,000 acres in Santa Clara, Alameda, Contra Costa, San Joaquin, and Stanislaus counties. The 84,000-acre CZU Lightning Fire was 35% contained in Santa Cruz and San Mateo counties. Also, CAL FIRE said that the BTU-TGU Lightning Complex Fire in Butte, Tehama, and Glenn counties has burned about 59,000 acres and is at 40% containment.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.